the words of choruses are really interesting and important in their meaning. And I don't think that the fundamental philosophy that the chorus often articulates is going to be clear with a whole lot of vigorous movement for its own sake. So, and it depends a lot too on the character of the chorus. Elders, you're not going to expect to run around. They will move in a dignified, processional way. Whereas, say, the Furies will expect to be rather more active in bodily movement and so on. So I think bodily movement depends on what it is desires of the character of the chorus, and of course on what each choral movement is doing in the continuity of the play as a whole. And that seems to me to be very fundamental. I don't like generalizations about the chorus at all. It seems to me that the function of each single, the function of the chorus is the function of each single choral movement. And in the book that I produced, Greek Tragedies as Plays for Performance, that was something that I've tried to emphasize and tried to show how the chorus fits into the total shape of the play